Texas, and lower sales tax. 2, our students score higher on standardized tests. Graduation rates are higher. 3, Missouri's unemployment rate below the national average for 4 straight years. And unlike Texas, Missouri has a perfect AAA credit rating. I'd like to thank the Kansas City Civic Council and the Springfield, Columbia, and Callaway Chambers of Commerce for standing with us. By working together, we're moving Missouri in the right direction. And as for the governor of Texas, he'll learn. You don't mess with the folks here in the Show Me State.
Paid for by A Better Missouri with Jay Nixon.
We've worked hard to make our home a place we can really call our own.
Like when I put up the fence in the backyard.
Or when I stayed up all night deciding what color to paint the walls.
And when I found and installed the perfect shower head. Or that time we put in those new cabinets.
And we want to keep our dream home and everything we put into it safe. That's why we protect it with American Family Insurance.
And with the Dream Vault app, our new web-based home inventory tool, you can securely document all of your belongings just in case the unspeakable ever happens. You don't even have to be an American Family customer to use it. Download the Dream Vault app now at amfam.com. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Products underwritten by American Family Insurance, Mutual, Standard of Ohio, and Wisconsin Companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
College students, busy parents, everybody needs easy and convenient ways to manage our money, individually as well as jointly. That's why American Eagle Credit Union offers smart solutions, free checking for students, including mobile banking. Check out ameaglecu.org to open up an account right now. And when you open your account, tell them McGraw sent you and you'll get 2 entries to win an iPad. ameaglecu.org. Join today and see for yourself.
Member eligibility and account approval required. Tablet offer valid September 20th, 2013. No purchase necessary.
Come on, sweetie. Jump to dad.
I'm not sure, daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hi, this is Terry Hall, host of This Week in Real Estate, with some important news. With the start of Mizzou football, the showtime of This Week in Real Estate is changing. We'll be on this Saturday from 11 a.m. till 1. That's right, This Week in Real Estate, this Saturday from 11 a.m. till 1. This week, our topics are taking advantage of foreclosures and short sales, how to buy a home with less than $1,000, and of course, your questions and comments. That's This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall, this Saturday from 11 a.m. until 1. I look forward to you joining me.
Accumulated deeply rooted waste from your colon.
Oh boy.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 20th. Hey, this is the last time we'll be together in August.
Oh man.
When I get back, because I'm on assignment tomorrow, when I get back Monday, it'll be September already.
Where did all the time go, man?
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing.
Oh, we are so good.
Yeah, it's not a lot of applause, but a couple of people appreciate it. It is the 29th of August, this edition of the Playhouse, brought to you by one of our great, loyal, dedicated sponsors we're proud to have on board, Matheny Heating and Cooling, their 71st year in business this year. We'll talk more.
Hey!
After this, who's that man behind the control board? Why, that's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not happy with your current financial advice, we would like you to get a second opinion with our friends Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. No, nobody will market it.
What?
Nobody will market it.
What's he have there?
Oh, he says he thinks he's invented a product where... I don't even know if I can say this. You know, sometimes women will buy a replica of a male organ?
Yes.
Like to use?
Yes.
He says... He has the ability, a machine you can buy, and with just any household what?
Cheese,
you can make one of those phallic things. His product is called the Cheeser Weezer.
Thank goodness.
Nobody's going to market that.
It has to be a harder cheese, though, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
You don't want, like, Velveeta or something.
No, you don't want Velveeta. I don't think you're going to be able. Nobody's like, Walmart's not going to carry it. Target, no. Cheeser Weezer.
Yeah.
Stupid. Not even that funny. Listen to that clarinet. You know who that is? Clarence Guilford. Clarence.
Guilford?
Guilford.
Yeah.
There it is.
A lot of Guilfords.
That's another G name.
They call him Clarinet Clarence because he's so good on the clarinet. That's him you heard right there. The rest of the band, of course.
Bruce Lipris. Forget.
Steve, the conductor. I'm sorry, Steve.
Oh, man.
He's behind me and I couldn't see him. My goodness, no wonder they sound so good. Give it up for Bruce Lipris and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
And I misspoke. His name is Clarence Filbert.
Filbert.
Good job, Clarence. Great clarinet playing. Clarinet Clarence. We're brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. You know, I should have called the folks at Matheny this morning just to hear them be in such a good mood. Remember how it kind of depressed?
Because
of that stretch of 75-degree, 80-degree weather. They don't like that. They love this miserable, sticky, hot weather. Hey, they're in the heating and cooling business. So they're probably in a very good mood, which means if you call Matheny to come out, you're gonna be dealing with some people who are very, very happy. And they're in a good mood when they come to see you anytime. I don't care if it's mild weather, cold weather, hot weather. They're courteous, they're nice, they're friendly, they're fair. They're real knowledgeable and experienced. How could you do this for 71 years and not know, like, everything there is to know about it? It'd be impossible. They do know. Their people are constantly trained and updated on the latest and greatest equipment because that equipment changes, just like what's under the hood of your car. You open the hood of a car from 30 years ago and one from today, it doesn't even look like this. They're both engines. They're so different. Same thing with heating and cooling equipment. And they can work on it all, any brand, any make, any model. If you're in St. Louis or St. Charles counties, and I don't care if you have a business large or small or a home large or small, They've worked on smaller and they've worked on larger than whatever it is you have for business or residence. Matheny Heating and Cooling. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. That would be a good place to start. You never again are going to have to wonder who to call or ask a friend or a relative. You'll call Matheny. Once you have them out, you're not going to want anybody else. Last night I'm in the car about 10:30 and I hear Scott Sherman. Scott Sherman is an attorney. He lives here. His home is an office here.
That's what I know.
A bed and a toilet.
I've seen him a lot.
Oh, yeah. That's why I see him a lot. He lives here. And I heard him. I think he was filling in for John Carney. I got to tell you something. Scott Sherman does a great radio show. Here's an example of a guy who's not a broadcaster, has no broadcast experience, who just walked in and started talking and is so listenable and easy to listen to. And I think Scott Schaefer... And here's the sad news, really, for our business. He's better.
Scott Sherman.
I'm sorry. Schaefer's the auto body guy.
Yes.
Scott Sherman is actually better than most of the people in this business. And I mean that. He's naturally interesting, informative. He's an attorney, and he explains things to you. But he's also capable. I heard him last night talking showbiz stuff with some comedian or something. He's really very good. So I think if the lawyer thing starts to get old and wear thin, I think Scott Sherman will have no trouble becoming a full-time radio guy. I don't know what made me think of this. Oh, yes, I do. Yesterday, I poured some coffee in the kitchen. I drink about 2 cups of coffee a week. I just keep eating the same cup of coffee when I do have a cup. But it was so hot that I took it and I poured it from one cup into another, back and forth, styrofoam cups to kind of cool it off. And I haven't thought of this but once in the last 40 years, but I thought of it yesterday. And tell me if you ever saw older people do this. My dad used to pour his coffee in a saucer.
Yes.
And drink it from the saucer.
Yes, older people would do that.
Yes, to cool it.
Yeah, they pour it in the saucer and then they pick it up with...
And drink it out of the saucer.
Sip, yeah.
And I've never
seen that.
Well, you're not old enough.
Yeah.
You'd have to have parents that are like 80.
That and grandparents. My grandparents would do that.
And I haven't thought of that for so long.
Wow.
That was a common sight. And I used to remember thinking, well, why don't you just not make the coffee so hot?
Yeah.
And, and you wouldn't have to pour it in a saucer.
Or put an ice cube in it or let it cool off a little bit.
The other thing I thought of today, because I heard John Brown and Trish on the show before us, I heard them talking about these people that are they're walking picket lines or something, these fast food places. They want to raise the minimum wage from like $7 to $15. And I remember when we came from Tennessee to St. Louis, I was 15, and we actually moved to Illinois. And I remember my dad took a job. Now, I'm 15 years old, and you never really know what your dad makes. At least, it's not considered good manners to tell your dad, how much money do you make? But you kind of find out, you overhear things, and I remember him on the phone, either to one of his brothers or somebody, talking about the move up here. And when he got hired at a place on Jefferson, it was a printing company, they gave him a choice of two shifts. He could work the morning, like 7 to 3:30 shift or whatever it was, or he could work the late shift and get off around 11 or midnight. And he took the late shift, meaning you walk out to your car, it's 11 o'clock at night. And the reason he took it, and I've asked him about this since, and I was right. My memory was right. I was dead on. Was because the late shift, the second shift people, made 10 cents an hour more. Instead of $3.90 an hour, he'd make $4 an hour. And I still remember him talking about that. Because I said, Daddy, why would you want to get off work almost midnight or something? He said, I'll tell you why, 10 cents an hour. He says, go ahead, add it up. Meaning 10 cents an hour, an 8-hour day is 80 cents a day. 5 days a week, boom, $4. Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah.
And then, of course, every chance he got. And I did the same thing when I was younger, a kid, and I used to work for an hourly wage. Man, I couldn't work enough holidays or nights or weekends. Give it all, throw it at me. Let me have it, boy. Because I got a big charge out of seeing how many hours I could work.
I think when I started working, I was like $1.25 an hour or something like that. Or that was.
Well, Dan, you're not as old as my dad. He was making $4 an hour. Must have really been bad.
$1.25.
You must have really been bad.
Well, when I started working, when I was like 15,
maybe. Maybe you were paid based on your IQ or something.
Could be.
When I think about that now, so let me see. What was my dad making? $4 an hour. Let's say he worked a 40-hour week. That was $160. $160 a week. And then you take taxes. Holy cow. So yearly, $160 a week gross pay is like, what, $7,000 or something a year?
Yeah.
Man, oh man. He did it. And 10 bucks, 10 bucks, 10 cents rather, more an hour was an extra, $4 a week. So that would become an extra $16 a month. Well, you know what? $16 a month when you're paying rent of like $60, it pays like a fourth of your rent or something. So I get it. Now, here's the urban legend. Somebody sends me this thing today, and I had to write him back and say, I hate to bust your bubble, but he thought this would be great Playhouse material. And he sends me this story that somebody had sent him, and it said, oh, Jay Leno talked about this. It actually happened. And it's a guy who is a newlywed, and at his wedding, the groom gets up after they're married and at the reception and does a toast, and a couple people do toasts, and he says, okay, I have gifts for everybody under your seats. Reach under your seat. There's an envelope. And they reach under the envelope, and they open it, and in it are pictures of his new bride having sex with the best man.
Oh, I've heard, yes.
You know this?
Yes,
you know this
I've
old,
heard it too, yeah.
It's an urban legend.
Yeah.
It never happened, because there are other variations of it where the bride gets up and says, oh, I have gifts for everybody, and it's the groom having sex with the maid of honor.
Yeah.
It never happened. It's a great story. I wish it had happened. It's that good a story, but it's just like a lot of things. I've gotten to the point now, I hope, where anything anybody sends me, where I my reaction to it is, what a story. Then I go and start checking.
Yeah.
And one of the best things you can do is if there's a name in the story. Here's another one. It came to me yesterday. A guy sends me a story about an 11-year-old girl who's a championship skeet shooter. And somebody breaks in her house and she grabs a shotgun and blows the guy away. It didn't happen. I've been sent that over the years about five times over the last 10 years. It didn't happen. And the best way to check it is go to Snopes.com and type in, when you get to Snopes, in this case, Patricia Harrington. That was the girl's name. 11-year-old Patricia Harrington. Type that in there. And up will come the story, and then Snopes will explain to you how it got legs. And after all these years, it has traveled and gone through the Internet and been elaborated on, and the story just gets bigger and more. It's not true. It didn't happen. Now, folks, we have a little Mike Evans dilemma, and the guys here in the room with me are going to know why this is so why this is awkward, and you're going to have to help me decide when he gets on here later how to approach.
I'm already saying don't do it.
Yeah, I'll say no.
Well, here's the email from Elizabeth, and she says, Frank, I was listening to the show and heard an error during Mike Evans' segment. Now, when I tell you what this is, you're going to remember it because it was just yesterday. She says he reported that Jennifer Love Hewitt, that's Jennifer Love Hewitt, he reported that she had said the hardest thing she's ever had to do was change her baby's diaper. Remember that?
Yes.
And I even said, really? If that's the hardest thing you have to do, what a charmed life you have. Well, here's what Elizabeth says. She says, I found that a little odd because I recently heard that she's pregnant with her first child. She doesn't even have a child yet.
I didn't think she had a kid.
Oh.
So Elizabeth says, I did a little research and I found that she is indeed currently expecting her first child and due in December. Elizabeth is right. Now, you know what's going to happen? Let me tell you what's going to happen. If we bring this up to Mike and say, Mike, you said, Jennifer Love Hewitt, that the hardest thing she's ever done is change her baby's diaper. She doesn't even have a baby. You know, I guarantee.
Click.
I guarantee this is what he'll do. I didn't say she had a baby. She's been taking instructions and learning how to change the
That's
diaper.
That's the hardest thing that That's she thinks is going to be about having
a
baby.
Yeah, she's having a hard time learning how to do it. I didn't say she had a baby. That's no. that. And he'll go nuts.
He'll say that she has nieces or nephews that she's had to change.
No, that's exactly what he'll do, that he's changing her. Good one. That's a good one. You watch. There's no way he'll go, wow, I blew that.
No.
I had bad information. Have we ever heard him say those words?
Nope.
No, not going to happen.
Never.
Or like Peon says, click, dial tone, he'll hang up on us. So thank you, Elizabeth, for calling him out.
Are you
going to
bring that up then?
Oh, sure. Are you kidding?
Okay.
I how can I not?
All right.
It's just too much fun. I have to do it. For all of us who seem to believe, and I sometimes think the Warren Buffetts of the world and the real rich people, that they have the Midas touch. Donald Trump and everything they do turns into money. No, not necessarily. Do you know who Bill Ackman is? He's a real rich guy.
No.
Real rich. He used to be the single largest individual investor in JCPenney. He just sold his JCPenney stock. And he lost $400 million.
Wow.
He sold it for $400 million less than he paid.
Man.
See, even the big boys.
JCPenney's been having problems lately. And they started,
big problems.
They started this thing, I think, last year or the year before, where no questions asked, bring anything in, as long as you bought it there, bring anything in and you can return it. No receipt, no questions asked. And they would just give you whatever the heck it was.
He paid $900 million for that stock.
Wow.
And he sold it for like $492 or so.
Yeah, they're not doing that well. Somebody took over recently.
Yeah.
He
and
was
then
ahead
the guy that
really
ran it for a year just destroyed it. Ran it around. Like that Al Brady.
He came from a really
station.
Successful business, too. I can't remember that.
No, no. Another big company. But that's good to know. It's good to know those guys, because all you ever hear is, you know, the hits, the when they hit it, when they make it, when they.
Oh, he was head of retail operations at Apple.
There you go.
And he tried to go to. Doesn't quite work.
Nope, doesn't transfer over. And if you missed it earlier, thanks to the guy who called and said, "Hey, did you get that story I sent you?" Yeah, I did, and it's in the. The St. Louis paper today, STL today, this moron, this woman, calls the St. Louis police and 911. She called 911. This was August 16th, and the cops got there, and she starts going off on how she paid her drug dealer too much money, and he ripped her off. And so they just arrested her right there on the spot. You don't do that. Hey, drug users.
Yeah.
Here. I got some advice for you. If your drug dealer rips you off, don't call 911 and have the cops come out and ask them to go after your drug dealer.
And probably hold up the bag. Look how much pot I got.
Well, that's happened before, too, where they've been sold fake drugs, and they call the cops. And
Don't do that. Don't do that. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Okay, by request. Actually, a request from somebody down the hall earlier today, because somehow the subject of nudist camps came up. I don't remember how that came up. But this is probably the all-time greatest. There are only two or three real good nudist camp jokes, but this has got to be the best one. And it's a story of a family nudist camp where people take their families. And I think I told you years ago, I went to one of these when I did the morning show. We did the show from a place in Roselawn, Indiana, the Ponderosa Sun Club. And it was families that go there for the summer, and they're nude all day, all the time. And they just run around, and they cut grass and play tennis, and they're all naked. Well, this is the story of such a nudist camp. And a family that is, it's their first day there. They're brand new members, so this is all new to them. And that's mom and dad and the son. The son's about 10 years old. They're walking along, meeting other nudists and kind of getting the lay of the land. And the son asks his dad, he said, Dad, I just noticed, you know, looking around that some guys have, like, you know, really big ones, and some guys have real little ones. How does that happen, that some are so little? He says, well, son, I'll tell you what that's about. The guys with the big ones, like your dad here, they're smart guys. You see a guy with a big one, he's a smart guy. Some of these other guys running around here with little bitty ones, they're dumb guys. And his kid says, wow, okay, I get it. And the kid goes off to run along and play and whatever. And a little while later, the dad runs into the son. He says, hey, Junior, he says, have you seen your mom? And he said, yeah. He said, she was right over there a while ago, and she was talking to this really dumb guy, but the more she talked to him, the smarter he got.
Let's see how traffic looks right now. Go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, we've got an incident on southbound 55. It's just over the 3200 South Broadway overpass there, or you could call it south of Arsenal. It was blocking the left lane. Now they've got it off and blocking the right lane. and that a couple police cars, we're not really sure if it was a stall or a police incident or what, but traffic is backed up solid approaching Highway 44 interchange there down through 3200 South Broadway. Now, if you're traveling on southbound 141, you've got stop-and-go traffic from Carmen down through 44. Westbound 44 slows from Soccer Park almost to Highway 141. On southbound 170, stop-and-go traffic from Olive through 44. Northbound 170 is heavy. Natural Bridge up through Airport Road. Eastbound 70, the express lanes are jammed pretty solid from O'Fallon Park to the Edward Jones Dome. And then the through lanes are slow from Salisbury to the Edward Jones Dome. Eastbound 40, heavy from 141 through Mason, McKnight through Big Bend. And south eastbound 270, that's slow east of McDonald through New Forest. And this traffic report is brought to you by REI. Save up to 30% on great camping and cycling gear and fall clothing. Go to the REI Fall Season Sale, August 23rd through September 2nd. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
This Saturday, Mizzou kicks off the college football season by taking on Murray State.
Coverage on KTRS begins at 4. Game time is 6.
To accommodate, we're shuffling around some of your favorite Saturday shows.
This Saturday morning wake-up with Sean Streeter begins at 5 a.m. The yard sale is from 7 to 9, followed by Animal Advice. Straight Talk and Retirement begins at 10, followed by This Week in Real Estate at 11. At 1, it's America's Wealth Management. Then it's John and Jim and the Inside Out Show at 2, and Eye on Health at 3.
It's a Saturday live up to look forward to on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is your Governor Jay Nixon. You may have heard that Governor Rick Perry of Texas is trying to get attention for himself by taking shots at Missouri. He's running radio ads here to try to get businesses to go to Texas. I'd like to thank KTRS for refusing to air these misleading ads and for standing up for Missouri. Make no mistake, our businesses aren't going to Texas, and here's why. 1. Missouri has lower property taxes than Texas and lower sales tax. 2. Our students score higher on standardized tests. Graduation rates are higher. 3. Missouri's unemployment rate below the national average for 4 straight years. And unlike Texas, Missouri has a perfect AAA credit rating. I'd like to thank the Kansas City Civic Council and the Springfield, Columbia, and Callaway Chambers of Commerce for standing with us. By working together, we're moving Missouri in the right direction. And as for the governor of Texas, he'll learn. You don't mess with the folks here in the Show Me State.
Paid for by A Better Missouri with Jay Nixon.
Lately, I spend a lot more time paying attention to where the things I buy are made and by whom. So when I needed some new windows, I went with Marvin Windows and Doors, an American company founded over 100 years ago on hard work, ingenuity, and integrity. A company that's family-owned and operated. That's really important to me. My local independent Marvin dealer gave me the personalized attention you don't get at big box stores. And with so many options to choose from, it was easy to find the right fit for my style and decor. My new windows are not only gorgeous, they're a great value. The perfect combination of quality craftsmanship and energy efficiency. All of that matters to me. If it matters to you too, choose Marvin. Marvin Windows and Doors.
Call Fisher Window and Door in Brentwood at 314-647-5000. That's 314-647-5000. And find the perfect solution for your project. Marvin Windows and Doors, built around you.
Hi, I'm Ken Heisey. Playing the slots or your favorite game of chance can be a lot of fun. But the reality is most people lose money when they gamble. Now think about your retirement savings. Would you risk it all on the roll of the dice? Many people around St. Louis are doing just that.
Hi, I'm Lori Heisey. Investing involves managing risk. The riskier the investments, the harder it may be to recover when the market goes down and you're retired. Some people might never recover. To get a second opinion on your retirement income plans, call Heisey Advisory Group. Together, we have over 45 years combined experience in financial services.
Call Heisey Advisory Group at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116.
Heisey Advisory Group. Financial security in any economy.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-944-3778. That's 1-800-944-3778. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-944-3778. 1-800-944-3778. 1-800-944-3778.
Hello, St. Louis. This is Denise Bradley, and exciting things are happening now at Appliance Discounters. We're now introducing the new Bosch line of appliances. So now you can get the entire line of Bosch kitchen appliances along with laundry products at Appliance Discounters. Come by any of our Appliance Discounters locations to check out the smart-looking line of Bosch dishwashers. They're rated as the quietest, most water and energy efficient line of dishwashers in the U.S., and they're backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Visit any of the Appliance Discounters' four showrooms in Webster Groves, St. Charles, Arnold, and the newest location in Baldwin. And by the way, now for a limited time, Appliance Discounters has a closeout special on the Bosch 500 Series stainless steel dishwasher on sale for only $6.99. Plus, Appliance Discounters will do a replacement install for free. Savings of over $300. Limited quantity, so hurry in. Visit any of our showrooms at Webster Groves, St. Charles, Arnold, Baldwin, or visit us online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Hi, I'm Terry, sales manager at Broadway Ford Truck Centers. We are proud to be serving the St. Louis area since 1964. That's almost 50 years of continuous sales, service, parts, rental, and long-term leasing. As a Ford Business Preferred Network dealer, we specialize in Ford commercial vehicles to fit your unique business needs. But we also carry the full line of personal trucks and SUVs. We can search high and low to find the truck that fits your business needs and deliver it to you anytime and anywhere. Large, small, and in between, whatever it takes, we have you covered at Broadway Ford Truck Centers. If your trucks are the lifeblood of your business, then you know how important it is to keep them on the road in top condition. Our parts department is fully stocked, and our trained service technicians are fast, reliable, and available until 9 p.m. to make sure your trucks stay rolling safely and efficiently.
Stop by Broadway Ford Truck Centers at 1506 South 7th in the Soulard Market area. Check them out on the web at BroadwayTruck.com or give them a call at 314-241-9140.
Some free advice on windows advertised at 189 from Steve Wilkie of Wilkie Window and Door.
We certainly can do the 189 price. The problem is that it's really not a complete window installation.
The price looks great, but what are you really getting with these windows?
Many times the price doesn't include screens or aluminum wrapping around the frame. It may not include the foam insulation in the window. Disposal is normally extra.
When you work with Wilkie Window and Door, there are no surprises.
Oh, you wanted this option. Oh, you wanted that option. That'll cost extra. We don't play those games at Wilkie. We keep our prices fair right out of the gate.
At Wilkie Window and Door, we're proud to feature Anderson 400 Series Window and Door products. Turn your window replacement into serious home improvement with Anderson 400 Series Replacement Windows. To learn more, visit our showrooms in St. Charles, Benton, and Shiloh, or go to WilkieWindow.com. You'll be glad you did.
Come join us this weekend at the St. Nicholas Greek Festival at Forest Park and Kings Highway. Now St. Louis's largest ethnic festival begins Friday night with select food items. Come join us for authentic Greek food, music, and dancing. And be sure to tour the beautiful church. Buy a raffle ticket and win a 2013 Camaro convertible. Free admission and free parking at the BJC Garage just east of the church. Kickoff is Friday evening starting at 5 and continues through the weekend and Labor Day 11 and 9. Sponsored by Budweiser, the king of beers. Oppa!
If you're looking for a car battery, look to AutoZone, your Duralast battery headquarters. AutoZone's experts can pair you with the best fit for your car. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Don't miss the Dennis George Show. Well, wait a minute, that's me. The Dennis George Show. It's a whole new way to watch radio. Sundays, 9 to 11. More fun than legally allowed. Here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine. When you gonna let me get sober?
Everybody's in a good mood today. We're gonna have to share Elizabeth's email with him.
I think he is. He's going to Hawaii next week.
Then he should be in a great mood. because I know he's always wanted to go to Hawaii.
Yeah.
It's time for Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Easy way to remember that you are dealing with the right company is remember if that name Price is not in the name of the company, whoa, not the place we're talking about. ThompsonPrice.com, that's a good place to start. Here is Mike Evans.
Come on, man.
Do you happen to remember yesterday when you told us Jennifer Love Hewitt, what she said her least favorite thing, the hardest thing she ever had to do was?
Change diapers.
Okay. Why would she be changing diapers?
She had a baby.
No, she hasn't ever had a baby. She's due in December.
I'm going to leave.
I'm out of here.
Now, listener Elizabeth wrote us, and she says, Mike Evans reported Jennifer Love Hewitt said the hardest thing she had to do was change diapers. She says that's very odd because she's currently pregnant with her first child. I did some research. She's expecting her first child in December. And you need to track down your source and have them beaten.
No, the source is good. I just got the story confused. She was changing diapers and said it was the worst thing, the hardest thing she'd ever done. It wasn't her baby. She was taking Lamaze classes with her husband, so maybe it was all part of that.
Well, then that would make sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. We'll accept that.
It was solid.
We'll accept that.
The
poop was solid? Or?
I don't think poop, baby poop, not solid.
No,
yellow.
No, it's sure not.
That's little, mustard.
No, that's like, enough. That's enough. Right, yeah, right. Blah, blah, blah. That's enough. Thank you. Yeah. What's going on?
Do you have any gray poop on?
I'm more like steam squash.
Oh boy.
Pop quiz question. Name the name of the unlikely celebrity who has spoke to Congress and California lawmakers to limit gun ownership and make it harder to get guns. Is it Clint Eastwood, Bruce Willis, or Sylvester Stallone? Answer in just a minute. Very unlikely person. Love Nuggets, Bradley Cooper, and his Sports Illustrated girlfriend, Suki Waterhouse. Talking about getting married could happen sooner rather than later. People are still shocked about the breaking up of Michael Douglas, Catherine Zeta-Jones. We touched on it earlier yesterday. Now Clint Eastwood and his wife are breaking up, except they're not waiting. They're going to go ahead and file for divorce. They are kaput.
Now, is she younger also?
They've only been married 17 years, so she is younger, yes.
Mm.
It's kind of
well,
sad.
This is what this all proves. That young girl thing just doesn't work. Stay away from young girls.
Yeah.
Why would you marry a younger girl?
Yeah, I'm with you, Mike.
Yeah.
Who'd want some hard-bodied 25, 30-year-old woman?
Really?
Woman? Yuck. That's crazy. Yuck.
Why would you want that?
Yeah, I'm with you.
That's
I mean, it just goes to show that you never can tell with people.
You sure can't, Mike.
Perky, breath.
Yeah, settle
easy,
down.
Easy, boy.
Settle down.
But is he trying to ruin my show?
He came close. No. We stopped him.
Thank you very much.
We stopped.
I appreciate that. Police blotter, another grand jury indictment coming down against New England Patriot Aaron Hernandez. More on Hernandez. Now we know both of his parents are ex-cons. He also has been hooked at least 10 years on PCP.
Wow.
And if that isn't enough, he's carried a gun ever since he was 16 years old.
Hmm.
How does the New England Patriots not figure all this out?
Really?
I say stop framing the guy. Stop setting him up, trying to make him look like a bad guy.
I just don't understand how, you know, somebody wouldn't.
Because it's like a lot of other things. If you make money for somebody, they just look away. You know?
I guess. Mm. I guess that has to be the deal. I know that my friend, First Coastal friend, Franco, is going to be thrilled to hear joining Valerie Harper on Dancing with the Stars. Snooki has been invited to join us.
Snooki.
All right. How exciting is that?
No.
Oprah's interview special with Tina Turner had bigger ratings than Oprah's interview special with Lindsay Lohan. Mm. What do you make of that?
I think that makes sense. I think Oprah's audience is probably more in tune with the career of Tina Turner than with Lindsay. I think that's a young, very young audience. Oprah's got a following from many, many years. That makes sense to me. And Tina's got a much more interesting life than Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, absolutely. And certainly a lot better stories to tell.
Yeah.
I've always thought she was good. Have you ever seen her in concert?
No, my wife has, though. She said it was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. She's amazing. Let's talk about a roundtable one-hour special that would feature Lindsay Lohan, Justin Bieber, Miley Cyrus, and Honey Boo Boo's mothers talking about what it's like raising a young celebrity
brat. Dude. Yeah.
What do you think?
I won't be watching. No.
Yeah, I can't imagine that would be all that interesting, especially since they've all failed doing it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Problem, I think I'm on that deal right there. Miley Cyrus!
No.
Miley Cyrus' dad loved her VMA performance.
Oh, he didn't.
Britney Spears, by the way, is in her management team. Britney Spears says that she thought it was fine. She knew about it ahead of time. She said that it's the VMAs, it's not the Oscars, and if anything goes to the VMAs, even an open-mouth kiss with Madonna. Oh, that's right. Britney Spears did that, too.
Billy Ray liked her.
No, that's what that's what his PR people told him to say.
Really. Absolutely. Well, she's not going to badmouth her.
No.
anybody watch Big Brother?
I've never watched it.
Why didn't you watch
it? I know you keep saying that. I can only watch so much television. You know, I'm hooked on Breaking Bad. Now I got the Under the Dome thing. Now I'm only three episodes away from being caught up on that.
Like Under the Dome.
I do.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
And finally.
Oh.
Going to Hawaii, homie.
I'll tell you what got me watching it. That guy that plays Big Jim is from Breaking Bad. And he was so good in Breaking Bad, I thought I'd give this thing a shot.
He's good. He's really good.
He's solid. He is.
Yeah. What's his name? Dean?
Dean Norris.
Norris, that's right. I just want to call him Dean Anderson. It's Dean Norris, you're right.
Well, there is a Dean Anderson.
There is?
Yeah, an actor.
Richard Dean Anderson.
Richard Dean Anderson.
MacGyver.
Yeah.
Richard Anderson.
Richard Dean Anderson. That's what he went by. MacGyver.
Well,
have another drink.
No. The million, whatchamacallit, Richard Anderson?
Million Dollar Man?
That was Steve Austin.
That was Lee Majors. Have another drink. And finally.
No, wait a second. Wait a second. Richard Anderson, I knew very, very well. His brother's Don Doolittle,
okay,
who's one of my best friends. Richard Anderson, also known as Dick Anderson. He's very, very old.
37.
He was the boss of Steve Austin
on $6 million.
Okay, there you go.
And Richard Norman Anderson.
What was the name of that? He also was a regular on Dynasty. He was a regular on Charlie's Angels.
30 seconds.
Bionic Woman.
30 seconds.
Ironside. 20, Gunsmoke.
20 seconds.
19, FBI.
18.
15 seconds.
17.
Bruce Willis, Clint Eastwood, or Sylvester Stallone?
And I want to stay safe.
Now, this
Stallone.
Is which one of these is anti-gun?
Yeah.
No, he's anti. Yeah. Not anti-gun, but he tried to make gun laws much more difficult. He was also regular on Big Valley.
I want to say Stallone, but I think it's going to be Clint Eastwood.
Bruce Willis.
I'll go Bruce Willis.
Answer is Sylvester Stallone.
Mike
Evans, Sapp.
I should have known that. You know why? I just talked to him this morning.
You did?
I said, you like to make a tougher gun laws? Here's what he said.
Well, yeah, you know, you use your fist, you know. I don't know.
See, he practically gave me the answer this morning.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mark Reardon and Jason Becker are with Stiefel Nicholas. Here's what you need to know. You need to know this website, markandjason.com. That's one thing you need to know. And then you need to know whether or not you are a candidate to call them. If you have $25,000 or more, then yeah. They would love to have you call and set up a meeting so they can show you what they do. And what they do is give you advice. Now, they're not just going to meet you and say, hey, do you have $25,000 or more? And you go, yeah, here's what you should do. They're going to have to ask you some questions. You're going to ask them some questions. But anybody who does this right, this financial advice thing, everybody's situation is different. The amount of money may be the same. Two different people could go in with 50 grand or 100 grand or 25, whatever. But their lives are totally different. One has kids, the other one doesn't have kids. The plans for the future are different. Job security level different. So they're going to want to know some stuff. And then after you tell them a little bit about you, they're going to tell you what they think about what you're doing with that money and maybe what you should be doing with it. If you like what you hear, you go from there. If you don't, you go away and never come back and never talk to them again. But they're real good at what they do. And I think you'll like their no-pressure way of doing business. They just share with you their knowledge. And it comes from years and years of doing this. And if you like it, then you form a relationship, and hopefully it will put you in a real good place financially years from now. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Stiefel Nicholas, markandjason.com.
Let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Give you some good news. They've cleared that stalled box truck, that rental truck, off of the Boone Bridge on westbound 40, but traffic is jammed back from Chesterfield Parkway East all the way out to the Boone Bridge. Football traffic coming in on eastbound 40. You are slowing from 141 through Mason. There is a multi-vehicle accident. It's just after Lindbergh. It's off on the right shoulder, but traffic is slowing, approaching Spady through Lindbergh, and then east of Clayton-Warson all the way in through Big Bend. You're running some slow traffic there. It looks like football traffic coming in on eastbound 70. Now, what they've done is right around where the new bridge is being, the overpass to the new bridge is, they've got just down to one lane, and traffic in the express lane is backed up to Grand. In the through lanes, you're slow from St. Louis Avenue to the Edward Jones Dome. Southbound 55, they've cleared that earlier incident, but traffic is slow just a little bit south of Gravoy through about Gasconade. Southbound 270, that was slowing now south of Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report is brought to you by Chevrolet. Hurry into the Chevy Labor Day sale and get an amazing offer on most remaining 2013 Chevrolets going on now through September 3rd. What are you waiting for? Go now. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Come join us this weekend at the St. Nicholas Greek Festival at Forest Park and Kings Highway. Now St. Louis's largest ethnic festival begins Friday night with select food items. Come join us for authentic Greek food, music, and dancing. And be sure to tour the beautiful church. Buy a raffle ticket and win a 2013 Camaro convertible. Free admission and free parking at the BJC Garage just east of the church. Kickoff is Friday evening starting at 5 and continues through the weekend and Labor Day 11 and 9. Sponsored by Budweiser, the king of beers. Oppa!
Hi, I'm Ron with Burdell Remodeling. We have been serving the Collinsville and Metro East area for over 25 years. We specialize in kitchens, bathrooms, and basements. Whether you have your own design or you need a design, we can do the heavy lifting and turn your house into your dream home. When you're ready to remodel, trust your home with Burdell Remodeling. Call us at 618-345-8840 or visit us online at www.athomewithron.com. www.athomewithron.com.
1 second. Goodbye.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The U.S. will not have a key ally in tow if it takes military action against Syria. Britain's parliament rejected a measure endorsing a strike. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more.
The noes to the left, 285. Yeah!
The stunning vote in the House of Commons came just minutes before top Obama administration officials were to brief congressional leaders by phone. Prime Minister